Listen,
Mandy,
I've got a wooden pop slot.
you have found all the treasures today.
Oh God.
You are the treasure of the day, my friend.
I didn't even believe, yes. My Etta photo book also still out there.
Mandy is cleaning out as we are doing the podcast and finding the most amazing things, including a picture book of Etta, an Olin Mills painting of her grandparents, and a very large wooden watch. Oh, I miss Etta. She was great. I missed
Boy.
watching her on all your socials.
Listen, you have Freddie. What more
I
could you
do.
want than
I,
Freddie the minute?
that is very true. Look, there's so many dogs around here. I'm in Macon, and the three dogs are, of course, wet because it's been raining for 2 days and all over me. And it's glorious. And I cannot wait to get mine.
Nothing like a wet dog.
So great. Well, Mandy, tell us about your week.
Well, when last we met, I was exhausted
Yes.
in Nashville.
I mean, I think I'm still exhausted. I don't know about you.
Well, you're in a zone of life in which you are
Yeah.
going to be exhausted. I hate to break it
Yes.
to you, friend. Your exhaustion isn't going to end for probably, I'm going to give you 3 months. I'm going to give you 3 months before you are not
Okay.
exhausted again.
Okay. All
Just
right.
realistically, you got Christmas, you got a move, you
Yeah.
got starting a new job, which isn't just
Commissioning
starting a new
paperwork.
job, it's launching a new church.
Launching a new church.
And
Yeah.
listen, you need to give yourself at least 3 months before you expect to not be exhausted.
And my last semester of school.
I mean, forget about that. Come on. So yeah,
Okay.
you're gonna be exhausted for a minute. Just
All right.
go ahead and accept that as your
What is
fate.
it that oh gosh, that comedian Leanne Morgan says something about drinking whiskey and honky tonking. I'm gonna have to avoid drinking whiskey and honky tonking to make up for all the craziness in my life. I'm
Listen,
gonna try real hard.
I'm leaving this afternoon to drive to Waycross, Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. Have a hearing in the morning in Waycross, Georgia, which is so stupid. It's a corporate client I have in Noonan, and he's a great client. It's in the magistrate court, which is, the Judge Judy People's Court. You
Yeah.
can represent yourself in magistrate court.
Yes, you
He
can.
said, "Chip, do you seriously want me to drive to Waycross?" He said, "Yeah, I do. I'd drive." I said, "It's going to cost you more. You're going to pay me more than this guy has sued you for in magistrate court." He said, "I don't care.
Don't care.
I'd rather pay you." I'm like, "And there's no guarantee I'm going to win when I get there." He's like, "I don't care. I'd rather pay you." So anyway, why'd I start telling that story? We were talking about being tired. I don't know. Anyway, I have to
Yes,
drive to Waycross.
this is where we are.
That's exhausting.
I'm in
Okay.
Macon. You're going to Waycross. We're all exhausted. I'm not decorating for Christmas.
I have not pulled out one solitary Christmas decoration.
Sorry, y'all. I swear there are boughs flapping in the breeze at the cottage and ferns, and every time I think somebody's walking by that door, come to get me. Sorry. I'm gonna
No.
go like this.
You're safe in Shirley Hills.
No, I'm not, but thank you.
You're not in Shirley Hills?
I am in Shirley Hills, but you're never safe in Shirley Hills.
Oh. Anyway, so had my surprise
Yes.
last week. So we went to Florence. If y'all get the chance to go to Florence, it's a cute little town. I had been before,
I've never
but I
been.
went to the first Shoals Fest, which is
Okay.
Jason Isbell's music festival. So I had been before with my friend Christina, so I knew a little bit about it. But we walked in and had dinner at a great little place called Odette, sat
Okay.
at the bar, and had a lovely dinner. And my sister, I knew it was a concert of some sort. I knew that much. And I had heard her the night before talking to her friend Charlotte, and something that they said let me know that they were talking about Julie's friend Claire. Claire was Scarlett on Nashville,
Yeah,
and
I'm
she and
gonna,
Julie.
because I didn't watch Nashville, so I'm gonna look her up right quick.
But so she and Julie have gotten to be good friends. Claire sang at Julie's wedding, like just, and she's just a sweetheart. And I heard them reference something that I knew they were talking about Claire. And so I had an inkling that this was a concert involving Claire, was sort of what I knew. And I just assumed it was going to be at the Shoals Theater, which is downtown in Florence. We walked past it when we parked. Well, she's like, I don't know where the theater is. I don't know where we're going. I think we need to hurry. And I'm like, just show me the ticket. So when she showed me the ticket, I did see that it said John Paul White. So John Paul White is a Nashville artist. He's probably best known for being a member of the duo The Civil Wars.
Okay.
The Civil Wars have subsequently broken up, but they had several hit songs, hit probably being relative, but like they played them a lot on Lightning 100 in Nashville. But anyway, so John Paul White grew up in the area, Muscle Shoals, Florence, that the Quad City area, they call it. And he has endowed a scholarship at the University of North Alabama. And it seems, apparently, I have learned now, they seem to have a pretty stout sort of entertainment industry major at the University of North Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. So they had a nice little theater, and he invites people to come in and do this benefit. It's a benefit show every year at Christmas, home for the holidays. And so, but they keep the lineup a secret.
Oh.
So nobody knew who all was performing. And so,
Except your sister Julie.
well, I guess she knew Claire was performing.
Yeah.
But you know, Claire couldn't tell her who was performing either.
So you didn't know. She
No.
didn't know. She just got you these tickets, just knowing that Claire was going to be there.
I guess so. Claire might have,
Yeah, this might be a great thing to give Mandy.
So Claire was like the second person that came out, Claire and her husband Brandon. But so that was fun. And then it was a fun lineup. It was a lot of sort of people behind the face, you know? But just incredible musicians. And of course, Florence and Muscle Shoals always has great
Oh, yeah.
studio musicians because of the
Yes.
recording studios there. So even the backup band was great. And at one point, I was like, Julie, take a picture of that bass player. I think that's Jimbo Hart, who is Jason's former bass player,
Yeah.
who no longer plays with the 400 unit, but is from that area. But so I'm like, zoom in because her camera's better than mine, as we might remember from our Jason Isbell at the Braves game experience.
Indeed, indeed.
And so, but you know, it's just like, yeah, Jimbo Hart's up there, you know, backing up a couple of these artists. So, you know, it was just sort of a fun. She kept going, do you know who this is? I'm like, nope, never heard of him. But anyway, so then they had a kid who I'm pretty sure played at Shoals Fest because they had like a local stage at Shoals
Yeah.
Fest, and I'm pretty sure this kid played there. He was jamming out to Christmas songs. I mean, he had this electric guitar, just, I mean, it was beyond. So that was super fun. And then John Paul came back out, and you thought that was sort of the end. He's like thanking everybody. And then he's like, and we got one more local guy. And out comes Jason Isbell.
Look at that. Would
Fra
you
la
look at that? Fra la la.
la. The best part though, I think, is that at one point Jason was singing, come, so, what I can't even remember what the song is, but it was like, come home for Christmas. And he was like, baby, please come home. Baby, please come home, over and over and over again. And my sister was like, oh my God, I love them. And I'm like, finally,
It's about daggum time.
the year's in. So,
Lord help.
but anyway, so that was a special treat. And then we turned around and drove 2.5 hours home to Nashville. And Claire and Brandon were like, y'all come to the hotel and hang out. And we're like, we got to go home. So, but that was super fun. And then I came home and have been home. And let me, I'm not, I can't decide if I'm going to pull out my Christmas decorations or not. I'm thinking no.
Yeah. Again, it's okay.
And nobody, listen, let me just tell y'all, nobody is ready for Christmas, y'all. Nobody. Everybody I talk to feels exactly the same way. People are, just now stuffing their Christmas cards to get in the mail. They got their tree up, but there are no ornaments on the tree. Like, nobody's ready for Christmas, y'all. Everybody just take a deep breath and it's going to be fine. Do we all realize that this is like the shortest possible time between Thanksgiving and Christmas that it can possibly be?
Yeah.
Like, Thanksgiving was as late as it can be. So you feel rushed. But the
Yep.
fact of the matter is, you actually have a
You
shorter amount of
are.
time. Exactly. Exactly. You're
Yep.
not behind. You just have a shorter period of time this year.
Yes. It's been squoze.
Yeah, it's been squoze up. So just take a breath. You're gonna be fine. We've had some baseball news.
Yes, we have.
It is not unexpected, but that does not mean it's any less painful. Our boy Max Fried is going to New York.
So we've talked about this, and your spirit was somewhat prepared, but
Knew it
I feel
was
like
coming.
it still stings.
Oh gosh, yes, it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
But he got the largest contract ever for a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
So good for him. And also, you cannot be a Braves fan and ever expect the Braves to play in those waters. They're not ever going to be in on the big money free agent signings. It's just not going to
Yeah.
happen. It's not who they are. As long as they have this, corporate ownership. So I think we've talked about before, they are actually owned. They're the only team that's owned by a corporation as
Right.
opposed to like an investment group or a, family or whatever. But they are actually owned by, they're an asset of a corporation.
Yeah.
They're just run a little differently. And they're not cheap. They're in the top five or six payrolls, but
Sure.
they're not ever gonna. In other free agent news, Juan Soto just got the largest contract in Major League Baseball history.
Even bigger than Shohei?
Yes. And none of his, remember Shohei only got paid $2 million last year because all his
Right.
money is deferred. So at
Right.
the end of the day, I've seen figures that are like Shohei's contract is actually worth like $450,000 or something. Like at the end of the
Yeah.
day, even though it was a 700 figure,
Yeah.
none of Juan Soto's money is deferred, and it's bigger than Shohei's.
I hope he's worth it.
He's one of the best hitters ever in baseball. Like he sees the ball. Like few people see it. He can,
Yeah.
he is just, he's an incredible hitter. His fielding is not that great. But he's a good enough hitter that I think, and he's young. He's like 12 years old.
Yeah.
Because he came up through the international draft. And so, they can get drafted at like, I don't know, 17 or something. So
Yeah.
I think he's been in the big league since he was like 19. And so he,
Wow.
it maybe even younger than that, because you have to be in for 7 years before you're, eligible to be a free agent. But it's, he came up through the Nationals organization, won a World Series with them, got one eye on Freddie because he's out on the balcony looking at birds.
Is he gonna jump for joy?
I don't think he has enough space out there to really launch.
Okay.
Over the balcony, I think we're okay, but he's definitely checking them out up there.
He's interested.
But the Nationals offered Juan an extension like 3 years ago, I think, and it was like in the 400s, which until
Yeah.
last year, that was the largest Major League Baseball contract was Mac Tr Matt Mike Trout, and his is like 464. And so the Nationals had offered Juan an extension and what in that range, and he said no,
Yeah.
he bet on himself, and now here he is getting paid like 765.
I mean, that's just so, that's more, that is more than the lottery jackpot right now.
Nuts. It's nuts. But hey, more power to him.
More power to him. Love it.
And I'm glad that Max got paid. I'm glad it like wasn't even his, these contracts are like there's a total contract value, but then like you also look at what your it's called AAV, your average annual value. And that is important to all these teams because that affects whether they have to pay the luxury tax or not. And so Max's AAV is like, I want to say it's like just over 27 million, which is not that far off from, can't remember if it's Matt Olson or Riley, like sort of the Braves number has sort of been 22. Like that's sort of as high as they're willing to go. So it's not that far off as far as your AAV, but it's for 8 years. And he's 31.
I mean, that's a lot of
Luckily.
betting that he's not going to get hurt.
Yeah, and he's had some forearm issues, so I would not be surprised if he has to have a second Tommy John. So, I'm glad the Braves didn't do it. But I will say it's, Max is gone, Travis d'Arnaud is gone, Sal Fasano, the catching coach who played a big role with all the pitchers as well, is gone. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Braves look like.
So, have we heard anything about backfilling, like filling some of these roles yet? Or are they more,
No.
because they can't pay all that? Are they more of a second tier? We'll get them next.
They are never really big on the free agent market because they're not. But where Alex Anthopoulos works his magic is in trades. And so there are a couple of, and last year he traded for Chris Sale and basically gave away nothing. I can't remember the terms of it, but he is notorious for making these deals where he basically gives away nothing and ends up pulling a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, who would have thought Chris Sale was going to win the Cy Young? Nobody.
Nobody.
But my thing is, how many more of those does he have in his, magic hat to pull out? But we'll see. I mean, there was talk about them maybe trying to get a pitcher, Nathan Eovaldi, who was with the Texas Rangers, but he just re-signed with the Rangers today. So there haven't been but there never is. There very rarely is talk of the Braves being in because the Braves front office never leaks. And so you never know
Never
what deal
hear.
they're making until it's done. And it's usually somebody that nobody else has thought about getting. So it's not going to make a big headline, but they end up doing really well. So we shall see. I myself hope that maybe they'll be in on Walker Buehler. So that we can get a bandy boy back on the Braves. That would be great. So, but we'll see.
Of
We'll see.
course, we want Vandy boys. We love those Vandy boys. They transition well to the Braves.
Absolutely. So we shall see. We shall see. What's going on with you, Katie?
Well, I have several updates. The first is I'm done with classes for the semester. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Does that mean I'm done with things to do? No, it does not. No, I have at least 50 pages to write for my commissioning paperwork. So that's going to be my week next week as I start
Exciting.
packing.
Yay. Packing.
Right? Yep. All good
That's
things.
I had a on my time hop today. I had a Facebook post that said something about I own too damn many books and I still haven't found my packing tape.
Right. So, as I said before, I've already gone through my books once and brought them down here to the Friends of the Library. But I went in my office. It's like a bedroom. I turned into an office because it's just me. And I looked at all the books that are still left and I went, oh, well, I get to pack those.
I own too damn many books and I can't find the packing tape.
Pretty much. I haven't even bought packing tape yet.
Oh,
Awesome. So there's all that. And I left the house for a couple reasons. The only
yay.
crazy thing so far that I've done, my friend Maddie, who is the chaplain at one of the chaplains at Emory, was a reader in the Greater Emory. You would have loved it, Mandy. You would have loved it so much. Lessons and Carols. So, Emily Saliers, who was in Indigo, is in Indigo Girls. Her daddy was one of them too.
Very fun.
Yes, but they had the brass. They had my favorite organist, who's the organist at Cannon Chapel for Candler. Kata was playing the larger Emory choir, which includes professors and whatnot, plus the Emory Ensemble, which is like the music students, all sang a candlelight service of carols and readings. And it was
Brutal.
spectacular. It was great. It's the only
Okay.
Christmassy thing I've done. And for about 5 minutes, it definitely put me in the Christmas mood.
Well, you know, take
And
what
then
we
I
can
got home and there were no Christmas decorations. I was like, I'm over it.
get.
I have not watched a Christmas movie at all, but I did go out of the house. The other thing I did after a class yesterday is I came down here to Macon. I've got some Methodist meetings this week. No pressure. But last night we ended up going to two different parties, and one of them was the Shirley Hills Garden Club party, and they had their homemade eggnog, and it was fabulous. It was
Yay.
good to see my people. My friend and listener Heather quoted us at the party when she said, "Fra la la."
Thank you, Heather.
I know, right? And so it was great to see her. It was great to see all my old neighbors, and just great to be with people. You know, it's when you go back to your hometown, it's kind of an ego boost. When people haven't seen you in a while, it makes you feel good that they actually care to see you. So it was nice. But as soon as I get back, I'm locking myself in the house and writing about Jesus. So football is continuing to be what I think is a hot mess because this is the first year of the playoffs. And so the games that we had last Saturday were very important for seeding for the playoffs. So I missed, you know, game day is good. I enjoy watching it, but there's nothing like super fabulous about it, which is good. That means Pat McAfee is not being dumb. But Corso was out for a medical procedure. Again, I say just let him retire, y'all. Just let him retire. Let him go. Peter the dog continues to be the star of the show.
Used to be.
But what really brought me joy was they interviewed because the SEC championship game was Texas and Georgia, and Kirby Smart and Steve Sarkisian coached together with Lane Kiffin as assistant coaches with Nick Saban at Alabama. And so they're really good friends, which was made the interview hilarious because all they did the whole time was give Lane Kiffin shit about being this weird texter. So they'll wake up and have like 10 texts from Kiffin about random stuff. And so it's almost like he's an annoying little brother. And it was really fun to listen to. So I'm sure there are clips out there of how annoying Lane Kiffin is, which we all agree. Timothée Chalamet was the guest picker.
Okay, I didn't listen to any clips, but I saw lots of clips about it. Apparently, everybody was like, he knew what he was talking about.
He surprised the hell out of me. I thought, oh, he's promoting a movie. I wish they wouldn't do that. Like, get somebody that's a fan of one of the teams at least. And then this cat rolls up and knows about every single game, like details about defense packages and coverages. And I was like, well, all right then. Pat McAfee kept calling him Timmy, which clearly he hates. It was hilarious. It was really funny. And then the game started, you know, the things that I noticed. Arizona State, Scatabu is one of their players, and that's his
Gotta
Scatabu, that's his last name, is Scatabu.
Okay.
And Scatabu likes to roll his pants up above his kneecaps and wear Daisy Dukes. And I don't understand it.
I don't
He's
either.
not a kicker.
That, listen, I told you.
And the NFL will fine you for stuff like that. So I don't know why they're trying to get used to running that way, because they're just going to have to, I don't know. And then the Georgia Texas game really showed that Texas has not really played anybody of consequence. Stark kept getting mad that the SEC refs were not calling penalties fairly. And I'm like, have you watched the SEC ever? Like, they've never called penalties fairly on both sides.
Right.
Like, welcome. And he's also been complaining this season about the bands playing too close to the next play.
Yeah, I heard them talk about that on the big cast.
Welcome to the SEC, bitches. I mean, whiny complainers, just win the games. And if you can't win the games, then don't complain about the music. Clemson had a nail biter. Oregon took care of business. So the only real one, and of course they're whining and crying, which is hilarious to me. The only one that got left out of the college playoffs is Alabama.
Oh, listen, this reminds me. I had some complaints last week.
Uh-oh.
We need to give due respect to Georgia Tech.
I did. I can't believe they got it that close.
Not nice talking. Georgia Tech played a heck of a game. They are a good football team. And we should not be surprised that they got it that close because they've been playing very well all year.
Sure. They're better than Auburn. I've never. They're better than Auburn, but you still need to go listen to the Lewis Grizzard Tech Ticket Office. It's hilarious. Yes, Tech did play a hell of a game, and they have been playing well. They really have. But they still lost, unfortunately. So I was hoping they'd pull it out. I was cheering for them. You know I don't cheer for Georgia ever, so
Listen, I'm just letting you bury yourself. You have fun with that.
yeah, come on. Come on, Tech fans. Come on. I'm an Auburn fan. I can take it. All we do is get beat up. All right. So, Mandy, tell us about your food.
So I thought I would just throw out, as we're all preparing for Christmas and none of us are ready, I thought I would just throw out a couple of things that you can pull out and will be showstoppers, and they are in ascending order of difficulty.
Yeah, I saw that this cheese gal one.
It's easy. It is easy,
It
easy,
looks
easy.
crazy.
It is easy and it is ridiculous. So I did this at Thanksgiving the night before. All you do is you put some cranberries in the bottom of the glass and then put a stalk of rosemary tucked in the cranberries, and then you put enough water over it to cover the cranberries and you freeze it. And then you pour your drink of choice in your cup. I would recommend that you do a clear drink, so something sparkly, clear liquor, champagne, club soda, whatever your choice is, because then it looks like a snow globe.
It's so cool looking.
And y'all, it is dead easy. You literally put cranberries in the bottom of it,
Okay.
stick a sprig of rosemary in it, cover it, cover the cranberries with water and freeze it, and then you have made a snow globe drink. It is so easy.
I love it.
So yeah, we had, some people did club soda, some people did a gin and tonic, some people did Prosecco in their glass, and it was so cute. So I had done that for Thanksgiving and wanted to, it's sort of a showstopper, but it's really easy.
I love it.
The next thing is Paula Deen's shrimp stuffed potatoes. I do these every year on Christmas Eve. It's basically just a twice baked potato, but you add shrimp. They're a little more time intensive just because you have to bake the potato and then you have to scoop it out and mix everything up and then you have to restuff it. But you can do them ahead of time, which I always like if you're having people
Yes.
over for dinner. You can get it all done even the day before and just leave them in the fridge and then pull them out and pop them in the oven in time to bake them off before people get there. And that's another thing people always love. And they're really not that hard. You know, if you can do a twice baked potato, you can do these, and people will just ooh and ah over them. Now, this last thing is a little more involved, but if you can make it, people are like, holy moly. And
It's the
it
chai
is,
one.
yeah,
Okay.
Smitten Kitchen's babka. The one you linked, Katie, is a different one. It's an
Okay.
updated recipe. But it's, I mean, any of them are fine because it's a
Okay.
Smitten Kitchen recipe. You know how she walks you through everything.
Yes.
It does involve yeast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It involves yeast and it involves some rolling and some, maneuvering of the bread. But even if you don't do all of that perfectly, you still end up with a delicious
And they're
homemade
gorgeous.
baked chocolate bread.
Wow,
Yeah,
though.
people are just going to be like, oh.
They're
So listen,
beautiful.
instead of making like 14 different cookies, just make some babkas.
Make some
And
babkas.
you can, when I used to have a professional bakery business, I would even bake them in the like smaller loaf pans. And, we would sell those at our Saturday markets. But so, you can make one recipe and instead of making one babka, you can make several, smaller babkas and give them
Love it.
out as gifts.
Love it.
So that's what I just thought I'd throw out some showstoppers. If you're looking
I
for a
love that.
showstopper, here you go. It
I'm loving the drink one. I'm glad to know it's easy
is so
because
easy.
it looks.
Right? It
Well,
looks like
I'm
you're a
glad to know it's.
magician.
Yes.
Really, all you have done is put some cranberries and rosemary in a glass and frozen
Love
it.
it. Love it.
There you go.
Love
Well,
it, love it.
how about your favorites, Katie?
So, this is right now I can't read all the time, obviously, about other than Jesus, but I'm currently reading and highly recommend a book called Horse by
Yeah, I
Gwendolyn.
recommended this couple months ago.
Yes, so definitely read it. I'm glad you did. I'm glad I'm reading it. It is. I'm actually quoting it in one of my projects. It's taken me forever to read it, but I love it. I love it. And so thank you for recommending that. I recommend it as well. It's about, if you don't remember, it's kind of a time hop where about the racing world during the Civil War. And what it meant to be a free black man and an owned black man, and how it wasn't very different. And then it flashes forward to the Smithsonian of today, where they're studying this fabulous racehorse from Civil War times. It's really, really good, and it's very poignant, and it's the things that I'm quoting show that in a lot of ways we have come a long way in this country, but in a lot of ways we have not. And so it's just a really good book. And it's written in a way that it is very entertaining. So it's not kind of an in your face thing either, but it's really important to read, I think. The other thing I did the other day for a brain break was I watched the new Beetlejuice movie. It's on Max now. And sometimes I'm real.
Did you mean to spell it Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse?
Oh,
I'll
no.
fix it.
Let me fix it. Sorry.
It's okay. I was like, oh, I hadn't heard of
Supposed to
this
be a
one.
thing because it autocorrected to that, I think. And I don't know what I'm doing these days. When you have a sequel like that, you're like, don't ruin the original. It was so perfect. But I think the way they did it was really, really good. And one thing that I've heard, what's his face that plays Beetlejuice? What's
I
his
can't
name?
remember who it is.
Anyway, he was interviewed and he said he was only in 17 minutes of the first movie. And he said, if we do it again, I don't want to be in the movie any more than I was in the first one. And so it really is a story about mothers and daughters. And Jenna Ortega is the perfect daughter of what's her face? I can't remember any names.
Winona
Winona
Ryder,
Ryder. They
Michael
are like the
Keaton.
perfect mother-daughter combo. It's really so good. It's very entertaining. They didn't screw up the first one. I would watch it again. So I'm recommending that.
Okay.
Another thing I'm loving is my advent calendars. I hope that if you enjoy a little present to yourself every day, that you got one or two of the things that you love. So I got one and I've gotten a lot of flavored olive oils out of it. That one had also a shortbread cookie filled with pistachio cream that I'm still dreaming about. So I'm loving the it's Olivier, but it's got an extra I on the front because it's oil Olivier. Anyway, that one's really good. The face cream one, the Beekman 1802, is restocking my supplies and it's a joy to open every day. And then, oh, hey, Freddie Freeman. Oh, he's going to town on something back there. Hi. And then the chocolate one, let me tell you, the chocolate one is amazing. And my friend Jade and I that do these together, we're like, we're never getting Godiva again. This thing is
Oh,
so good.
really?
Yeah, so we're loving it. So I hope if you like that idea that you're enjoying your advent calendars, whatever you end up getting.
I bought one in London. It's a tea calendar.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
It's good. I will say I have to, I think I'm sort of coming down on the Ted Lasso side of
Oh.
tea. I think what I have discovered so far is that I like a fruity tea.
Okay. Do you
With
put
just
milk
the,
and sugar in or anything in it?
well, some of them, like on the back of the calendar, they will recommend
Oh.
you have this with milk,
Oh.
or this one they don't recommend you have this with milk. Heat your
Very
water to
helpful.
100 degrees,
Oh.
steep for 3 to 5 minutes, and recommend you have this with milk or not recommended with milk. So if it says recommended with milk, I will put milk in it.
Interesting.
But
I
if
love
it's
that there are
warm,
instructions.
So Carla was telling us that she has a friend who was a, she's retired now, but she was like a tea sommelier,
Yeah.
basically. And I was like, okay, well, the next time we come, can she do a tea tasting for us?
Yes.
Because I would really like to understand this, but I don't get the fascination. But it's
Okay.
fun.
Yeah.
Every afternoon at like 3 or 4 o'clock, I make my tea. And I also bought myself some biscuits.
Love it.
Ready? Why are we throwing the paper around?
Okay. Go, Freddie, go.
So I'm also enjoying my advent calendar.
I love that. Good for you. The next thing that I have you listened yet?
Hey, what?
Kylie Kelce, not gonna lie.
Oh, I have not. I have not listened yet.
It is. You can tell that this is not her natural way of being, like out in the open, front and center. It is really good. She is a lot better at this than she thinks she is. And so once she kind of lives into this, she will get better at it. Not that she's bad. She is not bad at this. She's just, you can tell she's hesitant. And she doesn't have to be, but she has to figure that out for herself. She's very funny, which we knew, but like it's very funny. So I recommend that you listen. I hope that you will listen. It's really, and there it she throws shade at her husband and his brother, the Kelce brothers, when she's like, look, none of us have time to listen to an hour and something podcast. So mine is never going to be that long. So it's 45 minutes or less. So, and the first guest on there is the girl from Sunny in Philadelphia and High Potential, and it's really, really
Yeah,
cute.
I've seen lots of clips, but I hadn't listened to it yet.
Yeah.
I have 10 hours in the car over the next 2 days, so
Yes, you'll love it then.
sure I
Yeah,
can knock
you
it out.
sure you can knock it out because there's only one episode so far, unless it's dropped another one in the last day or so. And then the other week, I think I recommended Patrick Otuma. I know you and I talked about it, Mandy. I think I recommended it. Being Here, it's the devotion book. It's a very short devotion book that each day that I'm doing. But he's also got a fun podcast called Poetry Unbound. And he will read a poem and then analyze it and then read it again at the end. And it is really fascinating. It's not long, it's like 12 minutes, but it is, and he's got this great accent. So it's great to listen to him speak. So it's a great little pick me up. So there's another podcast for you.
Listen, just load me up for my
Loading you up.
lovely, lovely drive ahead.
Yeah. So you're going to Waycross. Anything else on the horizon?
No, St. Simon's girls were pissed off last night when they found out I'm coming to Waycross. And I said,
Oh.
yeah, my original plan was to come on over there and make a weekend of it. But we have our special music at church this weekend. And our choir director announced last week that he's leaving.
Oh.
So this is like our last hoorah with
Yeah.
him. So I feel like I need to stay and sing in the choir. So I'll be doing that all weekend. And then it's just last week of work before Christmas. I'll probably work again after Christmas because the fam's going to Denver, I think on the 28th. So
Yeah. Are you ready for Christmas? Do you have all your
God, no. What did I say at the beginning? Ain't
I
nobody
know.
ready
Well, I
for
thought
Christmas.
you meant just decorating, but no,
I
you're not done
mean
it.
anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty much done. I'm just not doing a lot this year. I'm using the move, which it is, as an excuse to just be like,
Listen, I
pay the bills.
tried to, we have the joy of split Christmases.
Oh yeah.
Parents got divorced, and then Dad and Christy moved back to Atlanta. Because it used to be pretty easy because we would just go over there Christmas night, which was nice. So now we all have to like coordinate, and none of that's easy. And I was like, why don't we? And Chrissy has had a couple of deaths in the family, and it's just been a real struggle for her this year. And I was
Yeah.
like, let's just don't do presents. Let's just all go see the Messiah. Like, let's all just get an
Try.
experience. And I was real excited about that, but nobody really bit.
I have tried that myself. Let's just do for the kids. Can we just do for the kids? I don't need stuff. In fact, I have told people, do not give me anything I have to move. They'll do it. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah.
Fra la la.
No, I'm not ready at all.
Yeah.
But what do you do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I really don't. I mean, I'm just gonna be packing, writing about Jesus. I am going to one more Christmas thing. And then I have decided to go away for Christmas.
Good.
Yeah.
Where are you
So it's
going?
really the last Christmas I'll ever have where I don't have to preach Christmas Eve. And I have these couple weeks off before I start my new appointment. And so I'm going to the mountains and I'm going to be pampered and other people are going to cook and clean. And that's what
Good.
I'm going to do. Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah. So, and they've got really good rates. Like, the rates dropped tremendously. I looked at this place, and I was like, there's no way. And then they've dropped the rates. So,
Excellent.
I'm excited.
Bit.
Yep. Well, friends, I feel like I'm just like I don't remember my name anymore. Like, I don't know. I had my last chapel at Candler. I posted about it, but that was a little sad. I'll go back up a couple times next semester, but not really. So
Yeah.
next
Yeah,
stop, graduation.
that's what's hard about. I mean, there's lots of exciting things about this move, but there's
Yes.
also some hard things in that you're ending a lot of your school stuff earlier than you had anticipated.
Yeah.
So,
But it's the
it's
right
kind
thing to
of
do.
cool.
Yeah. Well, friends, I hope that next week brings you a little extra time before Christmas to get things done.
I mean, y'all, it ain't right. We only got it like a week.
I know. I know. Anyway, Mandy, it was great to see your sweet face today. There's no telling where either one of us will be next week. Maybe back in, well, maybe we'll both be home.
I
I'll
will.
be surrounded by packing boxes.
I say that confidently for somebody whose life is always
Always on the
ready to
move.
turn on a dime,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
I'll be home.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you think about Kylie's podcast.
Yep. All right. Everybody have a good week.
All
Thank you.
right, friends.